Are there certain facials that you recommend you should do in your 20s, 30s, 40s?
Now's the time to lay the groundwork so that you are not aging, so that you can limit, you know, your sun damage and your collagen degradation and things like that. Mm-hmm. So you want to take really good care of your skin, but you also don't want to do too much.
That's how hot that episode was.
God dang it, that was good. Hold on, I gotta put a little lip gloss on.
My lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. I sink it in my locker, and all the boys keep stopping. What would you know about me? What you know?
What song would you like confidently be able to get up at a bar and be like, I can sing every word. I'm positive of it. I'm gonna not mess it up.
That song.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, if you like start the music.
Period. Thought I was in trouble.
Something got on the double. Like, yes, Ms. McClarkson.
No.
Clarkson.
I must admit that bubblegum is popping.
Pat always makes fun of me because I act like I know the words. Really just like, I say whatever I think it says.
What about you? I'm for sure is Fergalicious. I know everything in the rap.
All the time I turn around, brother's gone around.
I was looking at me. I'm down, looking at me. I just want to say now.
I turn around, little drum, little mama. I don't want to take a man. I know I'm coming off. Just a little bit.
And I keep on repeating, the boys want to eat it, but I
try to. That it can't be true. Okay, trying yeah.
Sorry, good. I was like, I was sitting on my phone and it vibrated under my butt as I was singing the song. I was like,
did that feel kind of good?
You guys, Dr. Chirin is a genius.
Is a fucking badass
bitch. And also, side note, she looked so freaking cute in her little dress. And I feel like I think I just had a lifelong of dermatology appointments wrapped up into one episode.
You guys literally don't need to go to the doctor.
No, don't say that.
But actually, like, kidding. No, it was really helpful. So I can't wait for you guys to hear everything she has to say about skin, aging, Accutane, acne, treatments,
Botox,
beauty standards,
daily routines,
the craziest zit she's ever popped in her entire life that had hair
and nails.
What?
Like, huh? How does that work?
Also, listen to the end because I think, like, yeah, the ending really wrapped it up full circle. So
it really did. Question. Did you guys hear who we're having on the podcast next week? Did you know that Sophie and I are going to LA literally when you're listening to this, we will be in LA. Oh shit. Sorry. I just hit my computer. Apparently I'm literally hyped up. We're going to be recording 10 episodes in a sitting.
In a sitting?
Back to back, we ain't sleeping. We're not sleeping. We're not closing our eyes. No, literally 10 episodes in 5 days. And actually, though, for some reason, not intimidated by it. I think we're going to be hyped.
It's because it'll be like our full-time job for a second.
I know.
It'll feel kind of good.
It will feel really good. I know. I'm just one day. Oh my God. And then we get to get, Jordan's going to laugh at me. Cute coffees and go on walks and work out.
And like our little Airbnb has like a little pool.
I know.
I can't wait to work out.
It's
going to
be really fun.
We have to go to Erewhon. Do you guys know what Erewhon
is?
Yes,
I do. Oh. Except
how close is it?
To like find some dollar bills in the couch or something.
Oh, actually, same. Can you guys Venmo us?
No,
at Straight Candid Podcast. We can get a good lunch at Erewhon when we're in LA.
Please, Scott.
Say for Sid and Soph's lunch. Sid's like, stop it. Please do.
No, I'm like, don't.
Y'all think just because we're going to LA, we rolling in bank? Because tell you, my bank statement is at zero.
It ain't working like that. So we're going to to LA next week. Freaking hyped. Tareen was on. I literally can't talk because I was, by the way, I'll just go there because it's my straight candid moment.
Yeah.
I was in New York this weekend. So fun and so necessary. I'm not saying anything, but if you have a feeling you need to go like see your friends, go see them. Don't wait. Like, save up the money and go do it. Like, seriously, whether it be like something good going on or bad going on, whatever it is going on, go see your friends. Like, yeah. Don't wait.
Probably meant a lot.
Trust your gut and go see your people. I woke up at 2:50 Minnesota time this morning. Confused. Alarm went off. Lost in the sauce. Got on the plane.
Guess what I did? I don't know how you're functioning.
I started Ubering to JFK. my flight was at Newark. It's on the other side.
So what happened?
So because I was like, God, I'm like, I think I'm on Terminal B. And he's like, there isn't a Terminal B. And I'm like, what do you mean? No, there's not a Terminal B. I didn't get all the way there. Thank Jesus Christ. But I realized I was going the wrong way. So that's good. But anyway, my straight canon moment was
going to the wrong airport.
Well, that, but this is just, I laugh so hard. Maybe you guys aren't going to laugh. Who freaking knows? We went to the MoMA, which is the Museum of Modern Art. And it's very overwhelming, by the way.
They're, I just ate at MoMA.
Really?
It's a sushi MoMA. Restaurant.
Oh, God. Museum of Modern Art, MoMA. It's like six levels. It's a lot going on, but it's so cool. The Starry Night was there. Like, that's sick. Oh, Van Gogh's painting.
The one that like has a little swirls.
Mm. It is there. Like, I looked at it with my own two eyes. I think that's so cool. Like, cool. I don't know. Maybe I'm like, I'm not an art geek, but when I see cool art like that, I'm like, shit. So
I saw the Mona Lisa one time.
I did too, from but really far away.
Let me tell you, it was very underwhelming.
I was going to say, I'm like, I saw it from far away. I couldn't even get that close. And that was it. She looked at me wherever I stood, and that confirmed.
I'm so confused, like, why that, like, just the things it's that the become eyes. Like, you know, legendary. I'm just like,
Well, the detail for the time, they didn't have any like technology, and like the eyes follow you wherever you go. It's like kind of like people don't really know how he did it.
Okay. Well, I didn't even know that.
So you know what I mean? But here's what happened. So we're standing up there, and one of my other favorite artists, Frida Kahlo, is her art's there. She's, you know, like, I learned about her when I was learning about Spanish and all these different things, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at the Frida Kahlo painting. I'm like, oh, wow, so cool. Like, seeing in person, I read it in books and all this stuff. And this kid, they have like lines where you're not supposed to cross. He's walking back and forth in the line. And I'm like, wait a minute. This guy's like, he's like really close to the painting, like really close. Like, there's no like rope or like you're glass. Like,
do you work here?
No. And I'm like, I'm looking at him, and I'm like, and then I started realizing how close he was, and it's packed. Like, people are starting to look at this kid, and he literally lays his head back on the frame. He's like, la, 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 rolling his head back and forth on the frame. And all of us are just like open eyed, like, oh my God. Like, this is like a very expensive painting, like very expensive. Like,
and he was high.
He's a little kid. He was just rolling his head around on the painting. And literally this lady goes, is this your kid? It looks at me, and I'm like, no, it's not my kid. And everyone's like, just kind of like, who? And she goes, whose child is this? Everybody like backs up, like looks around like this. I'm like, no, God, no. Like, and the mom was just over in the other room. And I just saw the lady storm over to her, and she's like, your child was rolling his head around on the frame of Frida Kahlo. Can you control your child? It was so comedy.
When you were telling the story and imitating it with your head back and your eyes rolled back, I was picturing this like homeless man.
Oh,
not homeless man. Sorry. Cancel me. Like someone tripping on shrooms or something.
Or like high in the museum.
Yeah. Like, you know, who wouldn't take a
people
little
weed, do go.
A,
that's
a,
very
a weed gummy before you go to a museum. I don't know.
Well, you do realize that most of the artists from long times ago
were
on psychedelics. Yeah, that's a fact.
They're probably influenced.
Not all of them, but many of them, you know.
That's funny.
Anyway, oh, I thought it was hilarious. Listen, that's just like, what the F? Like, control your kid. One, two, like, don't touch Frida Kahlo. She's a legend.
Frida Kahlo.
Yeah, remember the dramatic eyebrows?
Oh,
if you know what I'm talking about, that's Frida
Kahlo.
Watch
how I'm going to spell this. It's going to be wrong.
Frida Kahlo. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I did not spell it.
She spelled Frida Kahlo, De Kahlo, and also Frida De Kahlo, by the way, she spelt it.
Oh,
and
no, Frida Kahlo.
And it literally Coca-Cola popped up. Okay, we're good now. She made it. There she is.
Oh,
that's her.
Oh, wow. She's cool.
Yeah, okay. She's gorgeous.
Anyways, I love it.
That's my streak in a moment.
Want to hear my streak in a moment this week? So I had a few ones written down. What did I say? Oh,
what it
there
is?
Was another so, one. Oh, one being besides the fact that I order shirts because they look cool, and then...
Oh my God.
And then realize what they say, like this shirt.
What does it say?
I just liked the colors.
Let me see. What does it say? Wait, stop. Hard catch, try and get me?
You thought it was cool until you read the shirt.
Yeah, I thought it said like moto sport,
right?
Or something like motocross.
Yeah, like I
sexy.
Thought it was like a motorcycle shirt. And I'm like, ooh,
Harley Davidson.
I love the colors. I love the little brown. I could wear it with like a blue something. Shout out to Save for the Blue Beanie.
Hey.
And yeah, it literally says hard catch. And then I bought another shirt from the same place, Edicte or whatever.
Edicte. Oh my God, I was looking at that today.
Edicte? Edicte? I don't know how to say it. It's weirdly spelled.
It's like addicted, but it's addicted. Addicted with
no,
a D.
No, it's Edicte. It's like cursive.
Cursive. Speaking in cursive.
I have another shirt from them that says, I thought it was so cute. I think I wore
Why
it.
Didn't
and
you
just
read
like,
it?
And it says, Boss Babe.
Oh, I'm not judging you.
But I still wore it today because it's kind of cute.
It is cute. The colors are cute.
Yeah, I was like, God damn it.
Also, I should say this is my Spoolish shirt.
This
is from Spoolish. This is my friend's company. Yes.
I was literally like, I love that.
It's got a cute little New York Yankee hat on it.
That's adorable. I love.
Thank you.
Okay, but my real straight canon moment, y'all are gonna just fall over with this one.
Oh God.
Not even fall over, just like feel bad. So yeah, you already know what it is.
I do know very well.
I went off birth control, and you guys know this by now. If you haven't, catch up, girls, catch up. I thought maybe sometimes like repercussions have to happen after you go off birth control, little band-aid. I was having this pain in my left side and I was like, oh my gosh, I think I might have like an ovarian cyst. Cause it started like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. And it was just like a slow oncoming pain. And then I came over to Sid and I said, Sid, I think I have an ovarian cyst. And she's like doctoring me up. She's like actually rubbing on my tummy. And she's like, let me take a peek.
I see.
She was like, oh my God, Sophie, wait, it kind of feels like, because you could kind of feel it.
It's okay? Like a little bubbly.
Yeah. And she goes, that might be like a hernia. And I'm like, oh my God. So I, you know, texted Dr. Sarah, our OBGYN that was on a few episodes, more than one episode, Vagina Anatomy, haven't listened, no listened. And I was like, I need to get in for ovarian cyst, like x-ray, ultrasound. Sid's like, I think it might be a hernia. So I'm like, do I call the GI? Do I go to my primary care doctor? So I quick made an appointment at my primary care doctor. They got me in. Because like, if it's a hernia, like sometimes it's kind of like, oh, we got to see what's going on. And I go to my doctor and she's feeling in there and she can feel it too, Sid. So you weren't wrong. And turns out
I'm embarrassed. Oh, she just ripped ass. Okay.
Turns out it was.
Are you kidding?
So are you sorry.
Are we at the fucking barn? Dude, what the hell?
I'm so sorry. I feel like I can't breathe over here. Hold on. I got to like speak in my microphone and go away.
Here. Sorry. I tooted you guys.
Go. Stop.
Tell the story.
Okay.
The air is coming over to me. Tell the story. God.
Oh God. I'm in a weird mood today. Turns out that what she was feeling in my stomach was a hard piece of solidified poop.
What does solidified mean?
Just like.
Hard.
I guess it like solidified. Stuck. You know, it's like a hard piece of poo that was stuck in my large intestine. It had happened from chronic constipation. And I think I went through like the cutting phase. I'm done with it now because my digestion got a little fucked up, which is a sign like, okay, your body's in fatigue mode. Like we got to figure out what's going on. So I'm back up to like my calories going through a little maintenance, but I was high in protein, lower in carbs and fats, you know, and I think it just caused me to get chronically constipated.
Oh my God.
And it continued to back up. So it wasn't a cyst. It wasn't a hernia. It was a hard piece of poo stuck in my large intestine. So she was like, okay, you're going to have to go through like a colon prep for this, like a colonoscopy prep pretty much. I could still eat on it, which I was like, thank goodness. But I had to take a few laxatives. I had to drink the like, you know, 32 ounce of Gatorade with 16 capsules.
Are you kidding?
Of Miralax.
Was it actually that's how much it was?
Yes. I showed you the packet. I'm like, right? This says 16, right? 16 capsules of Miralax. And I took it right when I got home from the doctor because I needed it to be cleared out. And me and Sid had a meeting that day. So I go, Sid, I don't think we can meet at the coffee shop. Like, you're going to have to come to my house.
It wouldn't have been good if we went anywhere else. You wouldn't have been okay.
She gets there and I was like, you know, I'm actually feeling good. Like, I don't even have an issue yet. Sid, why don't you just fill them in?
The things that I heard and the things that I was a part of just through a door were something of another level. There was atomic explosions on the fourth floor of this apartment and they were frequent, very, very harmful, scary, loud. Like sounded like you might be dying. I'm serious.
I felt like it. And it's crazy because like, I didn't realize like that was a lot of poo, you guys.
Well, I've heard of people being stuck. Wow. That is, I've never experienced something like that in my life.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
And I had to be there. We were meeting.
I also
had somewhere to go at 6. Go. Oh my God. Whoa. Sorry. There's my Minnesota go for you. At 6. So I was like, well, I just got to kind of stay here. So I'd just be sitting on the couch like this, just, you know, kind of sitting there. And you just hear things. I mean, seriously, like audible, like seriously.
Yeah. I mean, we started like, it was just like computer and I would just run to the bathroom. And then there was a point where I just had my computer on my
She lap. Just went to the bathroom. Yeah. She just stayed there.
I just stayed there. Sorry if that was a little too detailed.
Sorry, also, everybody.
Sorry if you're listening for Dr. Tareen and you had no idea what you were getting in for because, hey, hello, this is us.
This is how we do it.
We call it straight candid. We call it poo-poo time. We don't, but
that's who we are. And we're going to keep it real and candid and fun. So
let's bring her on though. Let's stop this poop talk.
Let's do this thing. I'm going to read her bio and then Dr. Tareen's going to roll in. So let's do it. Okay. Dr. Tareen is a nationally acclaimed board certified dermatologist and founder and medical director of Tareen Dermatology. She started Tareen Dermatology in 2011 with a sincere desire to provide cutting edge yet caring dermatologic care to all of her patients. Dr. Tareen completed her dermatology residency at Columbia in New York, New York. Whoop! She served as the expert dermatologist for WebMD and WikiHow while practicing medical and cosmetic derm in Manhattan. She frequently shares her expertise in skin cancer and cosmetic dermatology.
Wow.
She's amazing. And I hope you learn as much as I did in this episode because holy hell.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear what you guys think about it. So let us know.
Let us know. Without further ado.
Bring her on, baby.
Here she comes. Yo. I read your bio on your website because I was like, wait a minute. I forgot to ask for a bio because usually I ask. But I was like, I'm going to make my own based on what I can find. Holy acclaimed.
Oh, you're very kind.
Miss like in Manhattan and all the things. Worked for WebMD.
Look at you two.
And WikiFacts. So oh, yeah.
We love Wiki. Wiki's we love great. Wiki. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I will say though, if I have like a headache and I look up WebMD, I think that I might be dying.
It's somewhat designed it's that me. Way.
I know, because it shouldn't that, scare you.
Isn't that media that they're trying to scare you?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, great. Thanks for that, media.
Media.
Okay, you ready, Soph?
I am ready.
Okay.
Oh, we also do straight canna moments at the end of the episode.
Okay.
So we have a listener that wrote in something and it's about a pimple.
Okay.
It's funny.
It's supposed to be.
We'll just get our reaction pretty much.
Love it.
We just react to it. It's nothing crazy.
Like, if you have a straight canna moment you would like to share, you obviously can.
I mean, 100 a day, right?
Do you have something?
What do we not have?
I know. You're like, oh my God.
When we pull out our cysts, when we show people their lipomas. Oh my God. When we walk in the room and they're terrible melanomas. And
oh,
we're like,
no.
Oh my God. How did you not see this horrible black thing on you?
Shoot.
I mean, so there's straight candid, really sad moments. Yeah. There's straight candid, really happy moments. You walk in the room and the patient's acne is gone and they can look you in the eye and they're a new person. That's the best feeling in dermatology.
Wait, that's a straight canna moment right there.
Right there.
That's like a feel-good straight canna moment.
Do you get off a little when you pop a good zit?
Oh my God, for get sure. For sure.
Yeah. I was like, get off what? I'm like, oh my God, I'm
sweating. Satisfaction. There's nothing like Same. That satisfaction. And I'm telling you guys, I've had 5 kids, so there's nothing like that satisfaction.
No. My boyfriend will not let me pop his zits on his back.
Why? Well, Pat, not let you do that.
I don't know. Like some people really love like watching like Dr. Pimple Popper and all those. Like my TikTok algorithm is a lot of zit popping.
Nice.
So,
oh my goodness.
I don't know. He won't let me pop them. Is that probably not good anyways to pop them?
You know, it's you have to pop them sterile. You have to pop them properly.
Yeah,
but actually,
I don't.
It's very interesting. If you do pop a pimple too much, it can lead to scar tissue and it actually can make that cyst deeper.
Oh.
So unless it's really on the surface and you can lance it with a, like a clean needle, we recommend not popping
like, don't
it as
pop
dermatologist.
It.
Yeah.
Because you're making it worse. Oh, we have so much to learn today.
I'm like, oh God. Well, thank you for being here. Everybody got to hear your bio and who you are, but like,
thank
can you.
You
give a little, your own little synopsis of who you are, Miss Tareen?
Oh, well, I am very lucky. I am Dr. Mohiba Tareen. I'm a board certified dermatologist and dermatologic surgeon. I practice here in Minnesota. I have a couple offices. There's our main office is in Roseville and then we're in Maplewood. Faribault, Monticello, and we're moving to Hudson, Wisconsin.
Woo!
Wisconsin here. The Tareen Dream Dermatologic Team is coming.
Oh my God, I love that little slogan.
Tareen Dream.
Tareen sees my whole family, Jordan's whole family, and Jordan's extended family and family friends, and I think it's still spreading.
You're so kind. I'm honored.
Well,
and
shit, I better start going to you.
I know. Look at how gorgeous you guys
oh,
are.
Stop.
All of you. I walk in the room for their family and I'm like, oh my God, each of you gets prettier.
Oh,
and
stop
prettier.
It.
So true.
I got a little period skin going on right now.
No,
and I
stop.
Was a little stressed pre-New York. So I think I got a little reactive on my face. You know, it just happens. It's the thing. It is what it is.
Speaking of stress, hormones, acne, that's a really big driver of skin inflammation. Yeah. So definitely we can touch on that.
Absolutely. I just realized you're still wearing your coat. Would you like to keep it on or are you getting a little warm? Want to take your time?
I'll take it off.
Take it off.
I was just realizing. I may play a doctor on the podcast, but also one in real life. So I'm comfortable without it.
You're okay with taking off
We don't need the lab coat on.
The white coat.
I love it though. It's cute. A little.
Katrine's got her little freaking pink red dress on. We were so excited to have you because with everything going on in, let's just say 2023 right now, like we've got people still using tanning beds. We have people that think sunscreen is harmful. Yes. We've got clean beauty products are like only the thing to do. Toxic is bad for you and skincare. Right. People have routines that are 20 plus products. All you got to do is just drink more water and your skin will be fixed. Only food will solve your thing. I mean, you name it, it's happening right now. And not to mention the like Kylie Jenner's of the world and everybody who has an opinion and is being paid to like show and use skincare.
Right.
It's tough out
there's
here.
It's almost like the health and fitness field that we're in is like, there's almost too much information where you're just overwhelmed. So you don't do anything.
Yeah.
Right. And that's kind of where I am at. Like I don't really have a regimen. Like I have, I guess a routine that I've just been doing for years at this point. And all these, like Sid saying, trends are popping up. Have you seen the Star Patch zit covering that's going on right now? I'm actually really into that. What do you think?
Well, I mean, if it makes you feel better about yourself and it does keep your hands away from that pimple, why not? And it gives you a little bling.
Yeah. Yes. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have. But I was just realizing, I'm like, wait a minute. They're used just probably because they just cover it and avoid you from touching it.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was like it suffocates it and it kills it and whatever, you know, and like pulls it to the surface. Everyone gives you these facts. And I'm like, is that even true?
Some of them do have some actives in them. Okay. Some of them will have benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid. So I'd highly recommend that.
So those are okay to use?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I love spot those. Treatment.
Because I'm a picker. I am a picker.
I know.
You're a motivated bad. Young lady.
I pick my nose. I pick zits. I pick my nails. I pick anything I can pick. So when it comes to zit popping, like if something is just a little on my face, like a little texture, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get it out. And I also don't have long nails. So like I've noticed when I get like fake nails on, it's easier to pop and it's cleaner and I don't leave a scar. But with like these little things, it's these little nubbins. I feel like I irritate everything around and I cannot get my hands off. So what do you have for tips about picking?
Oh gosh.
Besides don't do it.
So picking really is a compulsion. Yeah. It's a feedback loop in your brain. You're not doing anything wrong. It's not like you can't control yourself. It really is there. I mean, as much as you can, you want to cover the area. Mm-hmm. You want to remember that you're making it actually worse. So mm-hmm. we always tell patients, maybe put an ice pack on it. Maybe do something else that just stimulates you in a different way.
Why does it make it worse? Sometimes knowing the why helps me too.
Excellent. So you're manipulating that collagen. You're causing an indent in the skin. So that's what's happening there.
Oh man.
And that's why you get what's called those atrophic, those kind of boxcar acne scars. Yeah. Oh. So it's better sometimes to just let it come to the surface and then just get rid of the little bit of pus at the top.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. But it's hard. And we have patients that, you know, scratch their skin or people who pick at their hair. That's called trichotillomania. And
I've heard of that.
A really common dermatologic disorder in young ladies and young men. So, and you can cause scarring with that. So, that's both a combination of dermatology and you might want to see your primary doctor for like a little anti-anxiety medication.
For sure.
You don't have to be on these medicines forever. People are like, I don't want to take an anxiety med. I don't want to take a depression med. Guys, we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. Take your medicine. You'll get through. Do you have stigma when you take an antibiotic for an infection? No. So just take your meds, what you need.
Get to the other side.
We're all about that.
We're totally for it.
I'm on those meds, obviously.
I'm not yet, but I'm like, I've been to points where I'm like, okay, but I can probably do it. And then I sometimes can pull myself back, but I know that it's there and I'm ready for it when it's time.
Exactly.
And I'm eventually going to have to use it, likely. Like, mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm acceptive of that. And I'm like, I'm ready when it comes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But speaking of acne, because Soph and I were talking about this prior to the epi, and I don't have experience with this, but a lot of people wrote in too about thoughts on taking things like an Accutane for acne, since we're on the topic of acne. Like, is it bad for you? Is it long-term effects? Is it the best option, basically?
So Accutane is a really loaded topic, ladies. Accutane, do you know what it is?
No.
It's just pure high-dose vitamin A. A is an apple. And that vitamin A helps normalize the oil production of the skin. So in people with really significant acne, they're getting extra sebum production, and that's blocking all the pores, and it's increasing the bacterial load on the skin because the bacteria feed on acne, on the oil, excuse me. So if you take vitamin A, high doses of vitamin A, it helps those oil glands mature and pump out less oil. Oh. So it's really a physiologic thing. Again, just like if you have heart disease, you're going to take a high blood pressure medicine. Accutane helps normalize your oil glands. So you shouldn't have any stigma.
Would you say that's like a first resort, a last resort? Because for me, so I went on Accutane in high school because cystic acne runs in my family. My brother and sister got like baby doll skin. I had my dad's skin and I would have scarred. Like I have pictures where it was, I like didn't want to go to school. It was, I thought, I was like, I'll be happy if my face is clear. All I want, mom. I'm like, mom, all I want is a clear face. Mm. And I didn't have my period yet. So I was forced to go on birth control, obviously. So why, I guess my question for you is, it was like a really big deal for me to go on because, you know, my family had heard of like, okay, well, it can worsen depression. It can cause birth defects. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a lot of times when people hear Accutane, oh my gosh, don't go on that. Like it can, it's really bad for you. And that's like kind of the secret or the whispers that are happening, you know, in on social media sometimes, especially now that we're in like an age of holistic wellness and, you know, just rub coconut oil on your face. So, well, like, no.
Honestly, Accutane is, we as dermatologists say, Accutane is the most holistic medicine because it's just high dose vitamin A. People will come to me and say, I just want something natural. And I say, Accutane is really one of the only natural things versus that I can give you. Correct. Versus antibiotics that'll, you know, interfere with your gut health and all
those
kind of things.
I got an ulcer from being on antibiotics for acne.
Yes, exactly. So, we as dermatologists like to use Accutane last line. Or if somebody's not responding. But of course, if somebody walks in with terrible cystic acne that's already starting to scar, that is something that a responsible dermatologist should go to.
Okay.
So talking about the side effects of Accutane, they can all be, you know, taken care of. So A, in terms of the dryness, we, you know, just moisturize through it. B, in terms of birth defects, you just don't get pregnant while you're on it. C, depression. Depression is really interesting because many recent studies in the past 5 years have shown that Accutane actually does not increase the incidence of depression. It actually helps with depression. There are studies that show people are happier 2 to 3 months on Accutane rather than off of it. So you're helping your depression by making your skin better. Again, you can look people in the eye. You can go to school. It's it's a life-changing medicine, and I could not practice dermatology ethically without Accutane.
Man, that's so interesting. Cause I mean, I've never been on it. I've never needed to. I was lucky for that, but it was, I had a lot of friends and it was very like, oh my God, you're going on that. Like, I can't believe you're going on that. That's crazy. Like scary. You're going to hurt yourself or something.
I took Accutane myself. I would easily, I have 5 children. I would easily give it to any of my children if they needed it, but it's like any medicine. You don't want to take it if you don't need it.
Can I ask why? Do you know why it causes birth defects?
Yes.
Because it's like, if it's so holistic, why would it cause a birth defect?
So any vitamins at high doses, particularly certain vitamins, Accutane is a fat soluble vitamin, which makes sense because it needs to get into the oil glands, right? So all that vitamin A lodges in the oil glands, but it also lodges in the developmental cells.
I see.
So as those cells are dividing, you can get brain defects and cardiac defects.
I get it.
So it's just like you don't, it's also like, you'll see if you girls decide to have kids down the road, like there are certain vitamins you just cannot take too much of when you are pregnant.
Makes total sense.
Like folic acid.
You want to take enough, but not too much.
Okay.
Okay.
Man. I do have one more question, Sid, about medication for acne. Cause another thing that I would say, I'm not even kidding, 50% of my friends are on, including myself, is spironolactone.
Yes.
And that was like, I almost went on Accutane again. So I almost did a second round, but instead I went on spironolactone, which is like a heart pressure or blood pressure medication.
Blood pressure medicine. Yes.
Huh. Is that, I've heard that sometimes it can disrupt like certain androgens or hormones in your body.
Excellent question.
And so I'm like a little afraid of staying on that. And that's something I'm like, I went off birth control. And now I'm like, do I need to get off spironolactone? Cause I do think it's really helped my acne. How do I say it?
Spironolactone.
Okay.
Also known as aldactone. They're synonymous, spironolactone, aldactone. Spironolactone is a blood pressure medication at high doses, at much higher doses than we use it for acne. It's used for, at lower doses, it's used for acne. At higher doses, it's used for blood pressure. I have taken spironolactone myself for over 20 years. Oh, wow. And knock on wood, I've been very fertile. 5 kids, you know, mm-hmm. you just don't take it when you're on it. And spironolactone is great because it doesn't disrupt your internal hormonal milieu. It disrupts the hormones in the skin. So it blocks the conversion of dihydroxytestosterone in the hair follicle.
Oh, so not inside, just on the
just
surface?
On the skin, just like in the response of the hair okay, follicles good. And the oil glands.
Okay.
So again, you don't want to get pregnant when you're on it, but people have gotten pregnant while they're on it and it hasn't caused any significant birth defects.
Okay. So
it's
that's
a
good.
Really safe medication. Love it. It also helps, you know, many women not have to do a second course of Accutane.
Yep.
Men cannot take spironolactone because it can cause disruption in some of the other testosterone types of things that we as women don't have to worry about.
Oh, I did not know
so
that.
So there's a new topical class of spironolactone analogs, calcitonin, those types of things that men can use topically.
Yeah.
They're really expensive and they're not as good as oral spironolactone. Mm. So I still prescribe oral spironolactone, which is super cheap, right?
Yeah. No, I literally love it. If I went down in my dosage, I noticed like a flare up right away.
Correct.
Yeah.
And do you know a couple other things? Spironolactone helps with female pattern hair loss too. Not something that you guys have to worry about, but many.
Well, me. I have extensions. That's fine.
Whatever. They look real.
They look great.
You look bomb.
But yes, because it blocks the dihydroxytestosterone conversion mm-hmm. in the hair follicle, you don't get that female pattern hair loss that many women at my age start to experience. So we use spironolactone all the time for female pattern hair loss too.
Wow. Good
what
to
if
know.
You're a male and you can't take it? What would you recommend?
There are a ton of things that we do for pattern hair loss in addition to spironolactone. There's PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma, which are stem cells. There are different lasers. There's finasteride. There are hair caps, like those low-level hair caps. So there's a ton of things. But spironolactone is great for somebody like me who still gets adult acne but also has hair loss. Mm-hmm. So good.
Dang. Okay. Well, okay. Switching into aging, because all good things about acne, but aging, we got a million. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Probably 100 questions about
million.
Do I need a retinol and when do I need to start using it? Like literally it is the obsession right now. And I'm talking absolutely. All retinols or retinol likes like tretinoin and
what is
all
it?
Things.
So retinols are like Accutane. Retinols are topical versions of vitamin A.
What do you know?
So just like the oral Accutane is helping your oil glands, it's helping your follicles, everything. The topical vitamin A gets into the nucleus of the cell, which a little primer, the nucleus is that center part, the kind of the center brain of the cell. Retinols get into the nucleus of the cell and they help increase good protein transcription. So they help increase your collagen production, your elastin production. So they help all the good things while getting rid of all the dead skin cells, getting rid of all like those old dead brown things that we get on our skin.
When should I be taking like, or not taking it, putting it on, like using it as a topical? Cause how quickly? Cause some people say use it as soon as like 22. Some people are like, wait until 40, you know, you don't need to do that. What is the right answer here?
So you should start your retinol as soon as your skin can tolerate it. We have teenagers start retinol for acne and pore size, mm-hmm. and they have done longitudinal studies of these people who've used retinol, you know, since they've been teenagers, and they always look 10 to 15 years younger than their age and sex match control. So,
whoa,
yeah, you should see the twin studies on there. Oh, they're amazing.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I would be pissed at the twin. Yeah. I'd be freaking pissed if I was the other twin. I'm aging, the other one's like, not. I'm like, what?
It's such an easy thing that you just put a little cream on at nighttime.
So, here's my issue. This is the same thing as tretinoin, right?
Tretinoin is a class of a retinoid. So, retinols are a little weaker. They need a couple more enzymatic conversions to get in the cell. Retinoids are a little stronger.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have the tretinoid.
Yep.
And what happens to me is I use it and then I get really dry and my makeup doesn't go on very well and then I stop using it. And I also always notice really bad eye infections almost that I get because my eyes are really dry.
Yes.
I put Vaseline around my eyes and then I put it on. I like really want to use it, but it's almost like I can't put my makeup on and then my eyes really dry. So I don't know what to do.
So there's a couple things here. So number one, there are some people who are just too sensitive. Some people with rosacea, eczema, they just cannot tolerate a retinoid. So the other things you can do are alpha and beta hydroxy acids, azelaic acid. There's some lighter retinoids like Differin that you can maybe try. So you can go lighter. But there's also something called the sandwich technique. Have you heard of the sandwich
technique? Yes, I've been doing it.
It helps so
much.
And
I have psoriasis, right? And I can use it. It works.
Tell me what the sandwich technique is.
So what's the sandwich technique?
The sandwich technique, just like a little, you know, Oreo or a sandwich that you eat. Yes. You use some sort of like, I use a moisturizer mm-hmm. or a serum. Mm-hmm. They say either or, but you can correct me.
Yes.
And then you put your tretinoid, retinol, whatever it is on, and then you use another moisturizer or serum to sandwich it together so that you don't get so dry.
Okay, I do that.
And for some people, like some people my age, they just get dry like in a certain place, like around their mouth or around their eyes. Yep. So they'll do the base all over. And some people say to me, hey, doesn't that make the retinoid less effective? They've actually done studies that have shown it carries the retinoid deeper into the skin cells. So you're not diluting it. Exactly. Mm. And then for the third layer, you know, the third piece of bread, you just do it where you get dry. So you don't have to do it all over.
Do you guys want to hear a crazy story?
I would love.
So I got a chemical peel done in – it was like maybe the beginning of high school and oh my God, it like really? Burned my upper lip. So like I got like a red mustache for like months. Whenever I sweat now, I get this like red mustache still to this day.
I've noticed.
Yes.
Because we live together. Like it's not like I'm like, but I'm like, wait, what the it's like a this, thing.
It's like a pale part and then it's like really red. And what? I can't put tretinoin on there because it's like really sensitive. Right.
You got like almost like post-burn, like a post-burn syndrome was, there. Yes.
How many years ago
like,
was that?
I should sue these people.
How many years ago
just
was
kidding,
that?
I wouldn't. Like it happens, but still.
Poor but girl. When we do peels in my office, we always do a layer of Vaseline right there.
Oh my God.
So it doesn't penetrate in because we know that there's increased absorption around the oral mucosa.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes, that sucks.
Okay, so speaking of these, because this is like a really good segue because – people are like, well, I'm 20. What should I be doing? I'm 30. What should I be doing? I'm 40. What should I be doing? Well, everybody should be using a retinoid. Now we know, or retinol. If you can.
If they can.
Also, side note, would you suggest a brand or would you suggest using the brand?
I think a nice little segue for people, if they want to start with a light retinol, Differin, D-I-F-F-E-R-I-N, used to be a prescription retinol and now it's over the counter. So you can start Differin that's available over the counter.
Okay.
ROC Rock makes great retinol. Neutrogena makes great retinol. Nat, any other suggestions?
I mean, I think anything medical grade is what I prefer. It's something that's like a little bit more pure in nature. So, I mean, I'm not really
medical
like,
grade and pure.
La Roche-Posay has a good one.
La Roche-Posay has a good
one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, like, after you've done like your over the counter gentle one for a few months, you might want to go into the derm and get a prescription strength one because they are definitely stronger and they're different strengths. They can titrate up your strength of your retinol too.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe I'll just dilute mine for a bit and try that.
For sure.
Still do the Vaseline around my eyes, still do the sandwich technique and see how that is.
And start try it once out. A week. Like, once a week of retinol is better than 0 times a week of retinol.
And right? then increase it to twice a week. Yep. And then
once a week for 2 weeks, then twice a week. Do you
use it every night now?
I, even, you know, doing retinol for 20 years, can only use mine about 3 to 4 times a week.
Okay.
And obviously in summer, you can use it more because it's, you know, more humid, more sweaty in it. Winter, you use it less.
Interesting.
Speaking of the chemical burn and like the chemical peel, you talked about that you do that at your office. Are there certain facials that you recommend you should do in your 20s, 30s, 40s? Like what would you say for that?
Absolutely. So now is the time.
And for different skin problems.
Yes. Now is the time to lay the groundwork so that you are not aging, so that you can limit, you know, your sun damage and your collagen degradation and things like that. Mm-hmm. So you want to take really good care of your skin, but you also don't want to do too much. Like you don't want to be getting peels every week and getting burned. So we really like a gentle regimen that incorporates retinol. Hyaluronic acid is really nice, and vitamin C. Those are great kind of mainstay products that are antioxidants, that are humectants, that are anti-aging. So,
okay.
And then a little bit, maybe a couple times a year, you might want to get a hydrofacial. You might want to get a glycolic peel. If you have some acne scarring, you might want to do what's called microneedling. Skin pen is the other word for microneedling.
Oh, yeah, I did that one.
It helps a ton, doesn't it?
I felt great. It was slightly uncomfortable on my neck. I won't lie.
Yes.
But I mean, I lived. I would do it again. So, you know, like it's like, it is a little uncomfortable. They always say beauty is a little bit uncomfortable, right? But it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm in pain.
Have you guys heard of tech neck? T-E-C-H, tech neck?
No.
That's like when you get into your 30s and definitely in your 40s and you start getting lines across your neck from looking down at your phone. So microneedling is a great.
You don't even have it over there. Stop it.
Stop.
You mentioned hyaluronic acid.
Yes.
And I honestly thought this was an acid I put on my skin. It would burn my skin off for years until, no, I'm not. And
no,
I get
it because I feel this.
I feel like people listening might be like, wait, did you say put acid? Like,
yes. Right.
So can you talk about hyaluronic acid again quick?
So hyaluronic acid is part of our skin. It's part of our dermis, our collagen. And hyaluronic acid is what keeps the skin plump and moist. It makes you look juicy. Like you look at three-year-old kids' cheeks and they're a little cute and juicy.
I know they are.
Because they're full of hyaluronic acid. And as we get older, that hyaluronic acid degrades. We've got all these enzymes that are degrading it from sun and smoking and chemicals. So you want to put hyaluronic acid on your face, but hyaluronic acid is carried in by water. So you don't want to just put it on dry skin. You want to get out, you want to be out of the shower. You want to have a little damp skin so it really pulls it in.
Can you take it orally?
You can take it orally, but it's degraded by your GI enzymes.
Yeah.
So that comes to a topic. People my age ask me all the time, do you take oral collagen? Do you guys take oral collagen in your teas or anything
like
that?
Mm-hmm.
So the studies have shown that it is for the most part degraded in our GI tract because it's a big protein. So, but I still take it myself.
I know. I'm like, it is a form of protein. So I'm like, okay, it's still good, but like maybe it's not doing everything it was set out to do.
I just eat my bones.
Right. No, that's.
And bone broth.
Natural is always the best way. But if you're like not doing that a little bit and it keeps you full.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So people ask me all the time, Dr. Rain, do you take collagen? I say, I do take it. The studies are out, but it's not going to be harmful.
Okay. So it's fair enough. So I can keep putting in my coffee and it's still going to give me a protein. It might just not make my skin like the, or like my hair grow like a weed or whatever.
Right. The claims may be a little exaggerated, but they're not bad.
Okay. Fair. Okay. So breaking it down, 20, 30, 40 year old, let's like just quick do them. Okay. And they might be the same. That's kind of the point I'm trying to prove. It might not. I don't know.
Yes.
But it's like, all I've learned is like hyaluronic acid, like from also I read way too much. So I need to like relax, but like vitamin C and then like moisturizer, sunscreen.
Absolutely.
At night,
always
swap out, I think, your vitamin C for your retinoid.
Yes.
And I do it every 3 days, I think it is.
Amazing. So I'm already skin cycling. You're
that's
quote
skin cycling?
Unquote skin cycling. That's exactly what skin cycling is.
I was going to ask you what it is. I don't even know what it is.
It has really good marketing behind it.
Oh my God,
but skin
I'm
cycling
so dumb.
Is what you're already doing, where you don't do all your actives at one time. I mean, it makes sense. You're not going to do 10 workouts at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? You want to do a little bit at a time. So that's what skin cycling is. Do your retinol a few times a week. Use your hyaluronic acid. Definitely use your vitamin C in the morning. So 20s. I think 20s is all about prevention. Sunscreen is the most important thing. Don't go in the tanning bed. If I could say one thing in your 20s, don't go in your tanning bed.
They literally put them in apartment complexes, by the way.
Gross.
For college students. Isn't
gross.
That cute? Isn't that cute?
Gross. Mm-hmm.
Okay, give us the why.
Tanning bed exposure is so much stronger than natural sun. It's not giving you any of the benefits of natural sun. There was a study that showed, it was actually at Mayo, that one tanning bed exposure increases your risk for melanoma by 10 to 30%. That is one.
Oh my God.
People come to me all the time and they're 30, 40, 50 years old and they have melanoma like in a funny place, like under their breast or, you know, somewhere on their back that doesn't see the sun. I say, you know, have you been in tanning beds? And it's almost always yes. It's a resounding yes.
Wait, so can I ask a question then? Because when I was in high school, it was a thing.
Yeah, yes. I did it in high school.
I'm not going to lie. I totally did. And a lot of my friends, honestly, probably everybody I know basically did.
Everybody did it before dances, right?
Yes,
everybody.
That's what we did.
Yes, it was like a rite of passage.
Well, my junior year of prom, I was like, you know, my mom's like, don't go into tanning bed. My dad's like, don't go into tanning bed. I'm like, fine. So I got a spray tan.
Nice.
It was the worst spray tan ever because it was like new and upcoming. No one knew what they were doing with spray tans back then. I was orange. The pictures, I should show you guys. I should post it. It was absolutely horrible. So then the next year for senior year prom, I secretly had to like tell my parents lies so I could go in a tanning bed. Isn't that messed up?
Isn't that bad?
Your parents are smart people though.
I know they are. They really
are.
My dad definitely knew what he was talking about. So I just want to talk about this again because you guys literally brush over this like everyone knew what you're talking about. And I'm sitting here
skin cycling.
I'm sorry. What? You're like vitamin C, hyaluronic acid. You need to do that one more time.
No, okay. Yeah. Do 20, 30, 40. We'll finish the thought. I know. Sorry. We get so excited because there's so many things to learn. I get so excited.
There's so many things to talk about. In skin,
I know.
Which is why I love my job.
I know. I would too. I'm not going to lie. If I could go back, I would become a dermatologist.
I'm not real.
I'm not even kidding.
It's the best thing.
I didn't
ever.
Even know you could talk this much about skin, but like we could go for days.
We could go for days.
I know.
Okay. So 20s. You should do sunscreen. You should do your vitamin C in the morning, every morning. That helps protect against sun damage.
Even if I'm not going outside.
I mean, it's still beneficial. You're still getting ambient exposure from windows.
Okay.
There's increasing data that even light is causing a little bit of sun damage, or not sun damage, so but damage.
Vitamin C for sun protection or sunscreen.
What? Vitamin C under your sunscreen.
Okay.
So vitamin C first.
What's and then that your for?
Sunscreen. The vitamin C is an antioxidant.
Okay.
So it helps with preventing free radical damage from light, from pollution, from those types of things.
Okay. And that's like a little dropper, like a serum vibe?
That's a little serum. Okay. You can get, there's some lighter lotions and things like that. You should look for vitamin C that's at least 20% active.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Good to know.
And vitamin C is degraded by sun and light. So keep your vitamin C like in your closet, in your bathroom, like away from light.
Good to know.
Yeah. Because otherwise you're paying a lot of money for it and you're not getting the actives.
Vitamin C sunscreen.
Vitamin C sunscreen morning. That's your – and then make sure you have like a powder or some type of lotion that you're applying, reapplying through the day for your sunscreen on your hands and your face.
Oh my God. I'm going the right direction, you guys.
So many people get so much sun damage on their hands and their hands end up showing their age, ladies.
Okay. Okay.
There's a powder – that's sunscreen, by the way, that I can show later, but it's like Go Glow.
Yes.
Or, no, that's Sartini. No. Well, there's a blue one, but there's a white one. I forget the brand. It's like a
– You can post it.
I'll post it later, but it's a powder. It's good.
And they like make your skin glow.
Okay.
So, yes. In terms of procedures, you might want to get a little light peel every couple months if you're acne prone. If you are prone to dehydration, you can do a hydrofacial. Those are really nice and they pull out little debris. If you have acne scarring, again, we can come back to microneedling. But I would start with that. In your late 20s
– Wait, what do I put on at night?
Oh, sorry. Good point. Our holy grail, our retinol via sandwich technique. But you might want to cycle that every other day. And then in the nights in between, you can just use your hyaluronic acid.
And so skin cycling literally just is having different days using different active products. That's it.
Correct.
Okay. So it is a good thing. It's not a fad.
It's not a fad. And dermatologists have been recommending this for years, as you know.
So at night, so at night I'd put on hyaluronic acid and either my lotion or hyaluronic acid, my retinol, and then my lotion?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So that's what I do at night.
And got you it. May not even need extra lotion. Your hyaluronic acid could just be your lotion.
What lotion do you recommend?
We like gentle lotions because your lotion doesn't have an active in it. Your lotion is just your
moisturizer.
What do
you mean? You keep saying active.
So active is a molecule that affects change in the skin cells.
Okay.
So be it a hydroxy acid, be it a retinoid, be it a vitamin C.
Okay,
so actives like change something. Mm-hmm. Moisturizers just hydrate.
Got it.
Do you like CeraVe?
Love CeraVe.
Okay. I mean, people are always like, oh, there's a question later. I don't even want to get into it. It's about drugstore brand, but
CeraVe,
regardless.
Cetaphil, Vanicream, La Roche-Posay. There's some really good over-the-counter ones.
And you can go to Target for these things. You don't have to go to, you know, Macy's or Nordstrom. No shame to them. I'm just saying they're expensive as hell. So
for sure. Something about the CeraVe one that's like in the big like circle, you can dip your hands and like finger the lotion.
Oh, I'm like
there.
More of like a
no.
I get the like little pumper and I'm just like,
have you had the one
like in the bathroom? For
what's
like
it
10
called?
Minutes.
The one that's like the tub and it's like extra moist. Oh,
I've
so
gone
creamy.
Through those.
It reminds me of like SkinCeuticals, which I have used.
Yes.
The triple lipid one.
Yes.
But it's so expensive. So I was like, I did the CeraVe tub one and it feels almost the same.
It may not have exactly the same feel, but you're getting the same effect out of it.
Okay, good to know. Okay, 30s, 40s, really quick.
Okay.
What changes?
30s and 40s, your skin loses its hydration. We start getting more collagen degradation. This is the time where you want to start doing some light procedures like Botox or Dysport, Xeomin. Those are all toxins, which sounds really scary, but they work at what's called the neuromuscular junction where the nerve and the muscle connect and they help relax the muscles so you don't get those deeper lines.
Yep.
You might want to start doing a little bit of filler because a lot of women start showing their age under their eyes. I don't know if you've seen like some 30-year-olds who look tired after kids. It's because they lose volume right there.
A lot of people wrote in about how do I get rid of the under eye?
Yes.
Like, I mean, and I think maybe there's not totally an answer to, I mean, you're supposed to moisturize under your eyes, right? But maybe it is like, it is just you're losing.
Well, under eye is like, it's again, multifactorial, right? You might have pigment, you might have darkness, you might have volume loss, you might have, you know, age spots. Like there's a lot of things that you might have to address with under eye.
Okay.
How old are you, by the way, as I'm staring at your skin?
I am 43.
Wow.
Stunning, stunning, stunning.
Okay.
And five kids, I can't even fucking believe.
I would
believe.
Look much younger without these children.
Oh, stop. Oh my God, you're kidding me. Okay, so then 40s and into 50s, like what are we doing?
So we are talking You want to keep your good skincare. You want to keep your sunscreen, no smoking, good nutrition. People forget about nutrition. You need to be getting your proteins. You need to be getting your vegetables. Now is not the time to be on a diet. I mean, not to be crass, but it is like face or your ass, right? Like yep. You don't want to get too thin.
It's true.
It's true. It's very true. But you might want to think about procedures, a little bit more filler. You might be getting microneedling or lasers to get rid of brown spots, to get a lot of Caucasian people get little broken blood vessels starting at this age. So you might want to laser those red spots away.
Question for you, just because I'm thinking about, because you're pointing to your nose. I have freckles on my nose. Mm-hmm. Is that something I should be alarmed for? Because my next question was going to say, like, when am I going to see my dermatologist? Like, when should I know when to? Okay.
I only so your freckles when I need
are so cute. Get in there.
Yeah, oh, I thanks. Love your freckles. Thank you. I literally really? Only okay, go good. To the derm when I'm like, oh, my prescription's up lately.
When but should we be stop. Going?
You should start going now. Now is the time. Okay. Like after the age of 18, especially being relatively fair skinned, both of you, having had some tanning booth exposure, you should, as long as you're getting your prescriptions, you might as well get a full body skin exam. It's a pretty, it sounds really invasive, but it's just like the doctor just looks at you and you flip over and then God forbid you have something funny on your back that you can't see changing. Now is the time to get rid of it.
How does this all work with insurance, by the way?
Excellent question. Insurance sucks.
Yep.
We knew that.
But like a full body checkup is preventative, right? So that's usually covered.
Oh my God. One would think. They did a study.
You're kidding me.
Finding a pre-melanoma costs you or your insurance about $300. Okay. Do you know how much treating one melanoma costs per year?
No.
$1 million per year. Because the chemo and the surgeries and the radiation for melanoma can be so expensive. But these full body skin exams are not considered preventative in the state of Minnesota. In a couple states, like Illinois is one of our neighboring states, they cover full body skin exams.
It's not always been like that, has it?
It is. It's relatively like that in Minnesota in all the years.
Is it all insurances or just certain insurances?
Most insurances. Most insurances. I think that.
Because I always learn like, yeah, it's like preventive to go get your.
It is. It's considered a preventative thing, but it's not covered at a preventative level, which means that you pay nothing for it. No, you have to pay for it.
Oh my God. So for me, though, it'd still be like my insurance is copay. So I would be okay. It would be like $35.
Yeah, probably. But not everybody's as lucky as you. Yeah. And so many people have such high deductibles these days.
Don't pick high deductibles, young people. Just saying. Try to get the copay stuff or do a low deductible.
There you go.
Stay on your parents' HSA, insurance that's as all long I gotta as say. You can.
Yeah. HSA. Once you got an option for an HSA, start doing it.
Yep.
You talk about melanoma, and I thought, like, okay, this is like, you know, maybe you have a creepy little mole or something like that. Creepy. Like, and then, you know, like, and it looks funky, and I'm gonna ask you what to look for in a mole, but like, you think it's not gonna happen, and then it just happens. Like, my dad, I would say, normal human being, never went in a tanning booth. Does he take care of his skin? He is a boy and grew up in a different era. So I would say not really. He uses like hand wash in the shower. So like there, you know, use your imagination with that. And he like doesn't wear sunscreen. He had like a weird little patch on his face. Mm. Turns out it started growing and growing and growing. And he's definitely not like a doctor guy. And we're like, okay, you need to go in. Mm-hmm. It was melanoma. It was huge on his face. And he literally got like a facelift on one side of his face because they got it out. And it didn't spread. And that is like so lucky. So like if you see something funky, pay attention to it. What are you looking for?
So today is Melanoma Monday. May 1st is Melanoma Monday.
Wait, this what are where, the odds?
Yeah. So thank you for having me on such an important day. Melanoma is one of the fastest growing cancers. The rates of melanoma are skyrocketing a lot because of tanning bed exposure. So we definitely want to get on this. And not just women get melanoma, men get melanoma. And do you know men die from melanoma at a higher rate because their melanomas, just like you said, are caught at a later stage. So getting your dad in is so important.
I had to bug him.
So have you guys heard about the ABCDEs of melanoma? This is a great rule of thumb, and maybe like you can take a screenshot and post it on your on your socials. So A is asymmetry. If a mole is asymmetric, you should have it checked.
Okay.
B is border. B is in border.
So oh, I have learned this.
Yeah. If it's jagged at the border or one border doesn't match the other. C is color. You don't want really dark moles, nor do you want multicolored moles.
Okay.
D is diameter. It should be a mole should be smaller than a pencil eraser for the most part, 6 millimeters. And E is the most important fact of skin cancer, evolving. So if something is changing, if you've got a mole that's changing, you should get in.
Mm. Man, okay.
We should have tried to guess that. I would never have gotten it. Where are we at in this, by the way? Do you want me to ask a random question?
Ask a random question because I'm going to come down to product and procedures real quick.
I'm just going to spice it up because I need to know like the craziest zit you've ever popped.
OMG. There's
or like the craziest cyst, thing. Right? Like the craziest thing you've ever popped and what happened.
I'm scared.
Just because maybe this little ASMR, people like pimple popping videos. Let's see if we can like describe it.
Yes. So once I was taking off this thing and I thought it was going to be a cyst, and then it was actually what's called a bezoar. So it had like hair and nails and a red, and it was like a it's like an aborted fetus almost. So like, what? Ooh, it was so where was cool. It was, I think, on the lower abdomen. Yeah. I don't remember because it was
did it have eyes?
It did not have eyes. No. But what it did have like everything. It's like a, you know, aborted type of fetus. Like
just body
type
part
of
thing.
Yeah, body
things?
Part that got like, yeah.
So do you cut it off or
yeah,
pop
you cut it,
off? It
out. You numb it, you cut it out. It's really satisfying.
Wow.
Also another weird thing I noticed. So my dad, when I grew up, we always made fun of like his like skin tag in his armpit.
Aw,
poor dad. I mean, no, he literally thought it was funny. He's like, I'm going to chop it off, whatever. And the other day, I was laying in my bed like this, looking at my armpit, thinking I look sexy to my boyfriend. I was like, hand behind the head. And I was like, hey, babe. And,
no.
then I look at my armpit and I have the teeniest skin tag.
No, you
in
don't.
In the exact same spot my father had a skin
karma.
Tag.
Karma.
And I thought.
That's karma.
So I literally was trying to pinch it off. And
don't pinch
can you,
it
let's see if I can.
Oh my God, stop. It's
I can't
like
find it.
Not
do you see it?
Visible.
It's literally smaller than an
you guys,
armpit hair.
It's because I pinched it off.
No, it's
is that,
not.
What do you do if you have a skin tag? Can you just like chop it off?
You can tie a little string around it. You can like use a little bit of like, they have some over-the-counter stuff. But you have to be careful because a lot of times people come to me afterwards because it gets infected.
Oh, ow.
So just be careful.
Okay. So just wanted to let you guys know about that.
Question, because I've got psoriasis. And I know my sister's out there with psoriasis and eczema are like out here saying like, please help a girl.
Yes.
Because here's my thing. I have dark hair. This is my natural hair color. Yep.
My friend texted me today knowing you were coming on and this is her psoriasis.
It sucks.
And on her face, yeah.
I'm lucky I don't get it on my face. I get it on my scalp really bad, my elbows. I used to get it like on my neck if I was really stressed on the back of my head. And even when I'm like, oh, I'm doing really well. And then they find these weird like patches on my head, you know, and they bleed and they hurt. And
yes.
It hurts when I shower sometimes. Like people don't realize it's like this weird random thing. I use all the clinical stuff. I got really good stuff from you guys. But is there anything else like I should be knowing that I'm not paying attention to? Do you have some? Oh, Natalie's like, yes.
But also
so
like
it's really important vitamin D level. And that's something that people don't talk about with skin. Vitamin D acts as not just a vitamin, but a hormone for skin. So if your vitamin D levels are low, which many of us are in Minnesota because we're not outside and we're doing good sun protection. So I really recommend you get your vitamin D levels checked and we supplement you.
Okay.
Like I take 50,000 IU of vitamin D a week. That's a
D3?
Lot.
D3.
Okay. Yep. That's the most bioavailable.
I'm buying D3 right after this.
But I want you to get your levels. You should get levels because if you sometimes will be surprised how much you have to take to get your levels up. And that sometimes just fixes your psoriasis.
No way.
I was going to say, to me, it sounds like the psoriasis is like no one knows where it's coming from. No one knows like what it's from. But is it mostly because of vitamin D? Is that the reason? Or is it sometimes like
– it's a cofactor in that. But it's genetic. We kind of know the gene loci. And now like you probably see all these commercials on TV like ask your doctor about Humira. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. And those medicines are smart and they target those gene mutations. But they also – unfortunately target the immune system too. So these people are at slightly higher risk for cancer, infection. So as long as you can stay off medicine,
I try
great.
Not to. So far, so good. And anything different for eczema? Sorry.
That's okay. My friend is on Humira for psoriasis because she was like, that's the only thing that works.
Yes. What are you going to do? You have to take it. Yeah. And Humira's been on the market for 20 years.
Wow.
So it's safe, you know.
Okay.
So.
Anything different for eczema? Was that what you were going to say?
No, I was going to say light therapy.
Yeah,
light therapy. What is it? What's the red light therapy, right?
There's red light, there's blue light, and there's narrowband UVB. So there's different wavelengths of light that we can harness in dermatology to help fix things. So narrowband UVB has been around for 100 years.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. And it helps fix psoriasis. You go in a booth, it helps fix eczema. So it helps with all these inflammatory skin disorders. There's blue light, there's red light. Those can target acne, anti-aging, anti-inflammation. But for the most part, for psoriasis and eczema, we use narrowband UVB.
Okay, amazing.
And those studies have shown that these do not increase your risk for cancer.
Okay. I have like two rapid questions, then I'm going to do a little this or that. Is that okay?
Great.
Okay, quick. All over body anti-aging. That's something that a lot of people wrote in. Like, what am I mean, I use lotion and I checked it and it's like medium on the clean scale-ish.
Yep.
Nivea, like shea butter, I think it is, and like firming moisturizer. That's what I use. Is there something we could be doing for all over aging?
I mean, no? What are you going to do? You
don't crisp out.
Yeah, right.
Just lotion, don't, right?
Just hydrate. Get your diet right. Mm-hmm. Don't go in the tanning booth. That's it.
Okay, so that's all we can do.
I mean, you can use, I love, one thing we didn't touch on that I think a lot of your readers probably have is something called keratosis pilaris, those bumps.
Yeah, I have those. I have them.
So many people have those.
So many people have those. They estimate about 20% of the population has that.
My boyfriend has them all over his arms.
Yes.
Yeah. Jordan has them really, really bad. I have them okay. It's usually only one arm. I thought it was related to dairy.
If you have an allergy, it can, not an allergy, but a sensitivity.
What is it?
So it's just the prominence of the hair follicles. And it's in some people, a little sign of minor eczema or psoriasis. So you might want to use something that has lactic acid in it. That's great. I use a lactic acid moisturizer on my arms every day. I also use a little bit on my hands to help with skin exfoliation.
My boyfriend has a lotion that has lactic acid in it.
I'm just writing it down. Yep. I'm literally like, okay, perfect.
Yep. And lactin.
Okay. Last thing. And then you know, there's going to be like 10 things, but that's fine. Okay. Do you recommend gua sha and like dry brushing? Is this something that is a fad or does it actually do anything?
I mean, these things have been around for centuries. So definitely, you know, I think that there is some evidence and science behind them. They're increasing your lymphatic circulation. They're helping with skin turnover. I mean, are they going to be as effective as microneedling per se that goes deeper into the skin? No, but do they have their place? Yes.
Okay.
And if it helps you cope with life, go for it.
Why the frick not, right?
It feels so good. I love it.
It does feel good on my face.
Yes.
Okay, this or that game, because I thought this would be kind of fun and we could just go every other, okay? You're just going to basically say which one would you recommend somebody do. And if it's both, it's just both. And it's hard though.
These are hard. You have to pick one.
Doesn't matter. I'm making them hard.
Should we make her pick one?
Okay. I'm making them hard.
But you can say both.
Remember, you already had the routine above. You know what you're doing, but this I thought would just be kind of fun.
Okay.
Hyaluronic acid or vitamin C? Starting with the hardest one.
My left hand, my right hand, or my first child or my second child. I mean, I would have to say both. But for somebody my age, hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
For somebody your age, vitamin C.
Okay, good to know. There we go.
Retinol or sunscreen?
Again, both.
I know, I'm hurting you. I'm sorry, I had to do it.
But it's got to be sunscreen because that has been shown to be the most damage. With retinol, you're fixing, but the sunscreen, you're actually preventing.
Yeah.
Okay, deal. So that's easy then because next one is sunscreen or daily moisturizer.
Sunscreen all day long.
Got it.
It's the number one factor you can control.
Exfoliator or gentle wash?
I think both have their place.
Yeah.
You don't want to over exfoliate. I mean, there's some regimens that use exfoliation every day and then you're actually like breaking your skin barrier. Yeah. So, I mean, one day another. How's that?
Oh yeah. I like that. Paula's Choice BHA. Yep. I use that sometimes.
Great. She makes great products.
Love. Okay, good. Cause I found her kind of early before people were talking about her and I was worried it was just like a rando company. Basically.
And not that you have to worry about that, but for us as a woman of pigmented skin, Paula's Choice acids are not too harsh.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, Paula's Choice. Remember?
I know. Yeah. Wait,
what do we think?
I don't know what we were like.
It sounded like a cookie brand or something.
Yeah, we couldn't remember what it was. We're like, what is that? We're like, Paula's
Choice.
Two product routine or 12 product routine, because this is a big thing for people. And like the things we were talking about in the beginning of like people recommending this whole line of 40 things.
Oh my God, who has time for that? And actually it's sometimes
three product routines.
At the most, right?
Sandwich.
At the most.
I'm telling you right now though,
all day long.
She knows I was having some skin issues. I was getting these little tiny bumps under the skin over here by my chin. What do you know? It stopped after I used 17 products. I went to 3. It went away. Oh, Lord.
What's interesting about like Sid and I's skin, like just for, I don't know, for visualization, I've noticed, we already started them.
Oh, you did? Oh, you guys are ahead of me. Jeez.
Yeah, girl. Sorry about that. I noticed like Sid might get like, you might get like a zit. Like all of a sudden a random zit because of your hormones, but your like actual pores are so freaking small.
They really are, and thank you. Such good skin.
Oh, but thanks. Mine are like always have like texture. And do you see how my mic keeps slouching down? This is just,
we'll fix it after. Cute. We'll make you so cute and tall.
But my skin, like I could pop blackheads in my nose when I was 7 years old. Like I would have my friends come watch me because we thought it was cool. But like my pores are just big and it's like all over larger pores.
Can I tell you something good? Though?
Yeah.
When you are 70 years old, which trust me, it comes soon, you will look so much younger than your other 70-year-old people. People who have good, what's called sebaceous skin, good oil glands, they look so much younger.
But I went on Accutane, so now I don't feel like my skin's as oily.
But you still have the baseline like substrate of like
my good. Dad does look young and I have his skin.
There you go.
Okay.
Cute. You're set, honey. You're good. CeraVe or an expensive product of choice?
CeraVe and good gentle moisturizers like Vanna Cream or Cetaphil.
Okay.
Drugstore products or expensive products?
Whatever you like and what you will use.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Natural products or dermatology brand?
Dermatology brands have more science behind them, but you also may want to incorporate some natural products that don't make your skin inflamed.
Amazing. Okay. Wow. Look at that. Yeah. That was kind of fun. It was kind of fun to go this or that. Okay. I'm going to pick probably like two or three of these. Is that okay with you?
You pick two. I'll pick one.
Okay. Deal. I'm reading cause I have like a ton of, oh, you know what? This one is close to my heart cause I actually used to have these breakouts and I figured out why. So it says, help. I have back knee. It cannot make it go away. I'm careful with covering my back when I wash my hair to avoid hair product remains to clog my skin. I don't sweat too much or wear tight clothes. I just don't know if it's hormonal or what the heck I can do. And I will say, I was having really bad back knee. Not bad, but like, I was like, what the hell is going on? I was keeping my sweaty workout clothes on too long.
Yes. And that's called fungal acne, actually.
Oh, cute. Yes. Right on the back.
The scientific name is called Pityrosporum folliculitis. And it's typically from yeast overgrowing on the skin because the yeast feeds on sweat.
Delicious.
So you can buy, it's really simple. You can buy over the counter what's called ketoconazole, K-E-T-O, ketoconazole wash. And you could wash your back with it after you work out and it gets rid of the fungal acne.
Okay, deal. And for somebody who maybe it's not the workout related, do you have any advice?
Yes. Some acne in the body is what's called folliculitis, which is bacterial inflammation of the hair follicles. Mm-hmm. Benzoyl peroxide is phenomenal. Ooh. Leave it on for a minute or two while you're washing your hair, shaving your legs, and then rinse it off because you really want that benzoyl peroxide to get into the pores.
Okay. I love it. Amazing.
This skin situation person wrote in and said, anything I can do for stretch marks on the butt?
Yes. Okay. So stretch marks, unfortunately, are very common as you grow, as you age, after you have children, many people have stretch marks. It's a fallacy that you can prevent them. It's kind of just how your mom or your dad, you know, how they aged. You want to keep them hydrated. You can use retinols. Interestingly, did you know that?
No, I did not.
A little bit of retinol a couple times
a week. On your butt?
Oh, for sure. And okay. It helps stimulate that collagen production. But microneedling is the gold standard for stretch marks. It helps really? So much because it helps break up that aberrant collagen.
Can you go to your derm and say, okay, I'm going to do skin needling, but I want it on my butt cheeks?
All day long.
Oh my God.
Wait, that's great to know.
Y'all, look at that.
Okay. So we know what we're doing.
Yes.
Okay. This person says, I love a good nail salon trip. I feel like I get so put together and I always want to have my nails done, but I heard a rumor that gel is horrible for you. Is the gel light for manicures the same as a tanning bed?
Yes. People, there is an increased risk of skin cancers on the nails. So some of my friends who are dermatologists who get their manicures actually get gloves.
They
wear gloves for everywhere else but their nails.
Wow, so, good to know.
I mean, easy enough. Just put sunscreen on. Put on a waterproof sunscreen before you go.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so just put, sunscreen on your hands basically.
For sure.
Okay, easy enough. Last thing, because you're going to read this, but I need to know because I put a little Botox right in my forehead and I'm loud and proud about it. So yeah. We both are.
Yep.
Because I used to have a permanent line in my forehead from like this really, really active left eyebrow. Like, seriously, there she goes again. And I'm glad I did that because I was getting a permanent line and now I literally don't have a permanent stretch line. Mm-hmm. Like, is it a bad thing if there's something that you're like really looking at, if you're starting a little bit earlier than maybe quote unquote recommended?
Early intervention is the best because then your muscles are not making that pronounced line down the road.
So as long as you don't overdo it.
You'll be saving money down the road. Really? For sure. Yeah.
Especially in that instance because it's specific to like a movement. Mm-hmm. Really?
You should see somebody who has like a minimal aesthetic. You don't want to be the person who's like, oh my God, she's got a lot of work done.
Yeah, true.
And also like just a reminder, because we've had episodes about like, we had guests on that were like, I will never put a needle in my face because I don't want to alter the way my body's aging. Like aging is inevitable. And as females, like I think it is so common and normal and it's just so usual to think like we have to like alter that, I guess, completely. But like you kind of have to make the choice for yourself. So absolutely. I think like having a conversation like this is amazing. Like if you want to get Botox because you have a line, like do it. If you don't do it. Like no one's forcing you to do anything. This is all just for you to have the information to kind of take what you want from the conversation. So.
And it's all about like, I literally do it to feel good. Yes. Like my skin feels happy. If that makes sense. Like that's why I use the products I use.
Like, best with how you feel confident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? I love that.
Yeah. So I guess what would you say to like people that are maybe really against even just anti-aging products.
We have people writing in about their boyfriends. People writing about their boyfriends, like saying like, my boyfriend's weird about Botox.
I was saying. That's a good point. But exactly. Like sometimes people are like hiding their procedures from their husbands because they're the same men that are judging them for getting a little Botox or buying the expensive face cream, but yet they're also the same men that are liking and holding these beauty standards.
Absolutely. It's such a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. Women, we are just, and men too, are subject to such a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
You should do what makes you feel good. Like I said, so many people come to me and they don't tell their husbands what they're doing, or they don't tell their, you know, significant others what they're doing. You should be open. You should, like, this is your face. You just want to make it feel as best as you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
And love boys that. Should not be afraid to do that either. Like yeah. Jordan, he's a pamper boy. Like you see him. He loves a good pamper. He loves a little something. Uh-huh. And guess what?
Life is
short. He had a little like permanent crater scar from a pretty bad acne scar. And he was so self-conscious about it. And I looked at him and I go, I don't see it.
And he's
like,
such a handsome
gentleman. He's so handsome. Yes. He's so beautiful. And I'm like, babe, I don't see it, but do whatever you got to do. And he's like, it makes me self-conscious. Like he actually like was so self-conscious of it.
He's going to be like, he's going to come to Sid, what did you say?
I know.
He's
going to be pissed.
What
I know.
Makes other people self-conscious.
Like,
totally leaked,
but
you don't know. Like you don't know, like probably maybe nobody noticed this on you,
yes,
but it made you feel self-conscious.
It does. And I see it in the mirror from me right now.
You approach the world in a better way because mm-hmm. it's gone.
Exactly.
I love so I also got Botox and I actually, it's so funny because I don't like it right away. I like it when it's like kind of wearing mm-hmm. off because I can still have like my, like right now it's perfect. Like I can still have like some facial expressions.
Okay. So maybe,
because I can still
there's
move
also what's called baby Botox where you do a lower dose but more frequently. And I love that for young people. You end up being in the office a little bit more, but you end up spending the same amount of money.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. What's the, just to say on the other side really quick before you read your straight candid moment of like, people are like, well, no, if you're putting into your skin, you're technically like expanding the skin. So like it might actually not be preventative, like wait until you're 40, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm just saying we hear literally everything. I'm telling you, TikTok.
That's not the science. The science is that it's blocking the neuromuscular junction from contracting. So you're not expanding anything. You're just helping the contraction.
I'm sorry. Boom roasted people.
or are you talking about filler too?
Oh, well, maybe I am. Well, also filler too, but that we talked about that, putting it in our under eye. If that's something that's bothering you, if you like lose the, I call it substance under your
the collagen.
Eye. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what it is. Yeah. I'm like substance, whatever is here.
Wow. What a good conversation.
You're this amazing.
I've learned so much.
I know. I'm like, oh
but
my
I
God.
Do have
one
something.
Honest, real conversation.
Yes. Yes. And that's all we do is like candid everything.
I love it.
And I hope your husband learned something too from us too.
Can you show us?
He's going to be pissed.
Can you show us what mug you're drinking out of? Did you like it?
I loved it. Look at this, guys.
What's it say?
Oh, girls poop.
You didn't even notice.
You didn't even see your mug.
I know I have to take this. And I know. This to my own daughter, because we always say that.
You can, oh my God, do you really? We've got merch.
She can keep it.
You can have that cup. No. Yes, you can. It's our mug.
You have to take it and bring it to the office and tell everyone where you got it. Guys, girls poop mugs are officially on the site. So
we got merch on there, so you better go
check it out. Check it out. All right. But before we wrap up completely, I have a listener straight canna moment.
I'm excited.
A listener wrote in, and this is about a little pimple. So I thought it was very fitting for this episode. Okay. She says, hope you thoroughly enjoyed the straight canna moment. So a couple months ago, I felt a throbbing pain between my butt cheeks. Cute, right? Well, after some examination, this is a funny image in itself, and I'll let you use your imagination to how I examined my inner booty cheeks. I found out I had a pimple between my crack. I've had ear pimples, armpit pimples, on the bump pimples, but between my booty cheeks, really, it was right at the base of my tailbone. It was so painful, and even worse, I couldn't reach it. I had two choices, call my mom as a 25-year-old or ask my boyfriend that I've been dating for a year. After writing a pros and cons list, I decided to ask my boyfriend because you know what? If he can't handle me at my worst, he doesn't deserve me at my best.
Lay.
He ended up dying laughing, and I don't know how, but it ended up turning him on, and we had a happy ending. A complete clean zit pop. And well, you get the picture. Love you guys so much and happy I was able to share a humiliating moment publicly and anonymously. Writing in my straight canna moments is seriously my new favorite outlet. Who needs diaries these days? I was like, I love that.
Wait, it was almost like a kind of a cute moment. And I'm like, what? In what way was that cute? I'm like, oh, good for them.
So cutie pop.
doctors.
See the impact you guys have on the world.
We're trying. We're trying to spread our goodness. That's all we're trying to do.
We're just trying to let you know booty pimples are okay.
They're okay, sisters.
And maybe beyond okay.
Right. Yeah, literally. Apparently they are beyond okay.
Oh my God.
Dr. Jereen, you're amazing, like in every freaking way, shape, and form. And Natalie, thanks for being here. You're amazing as well. Like literally, we were so excited to have you on. So
where can people find you, see you, follow you?
All the things.
I'll let Nat take that.
Oh,
Nat, you gotta come to the mic.
You gotta come over. Okay. She's coming to the mic now.
You don't need the headphones.
If you don't want them.
No. You can find us on our website.
Closer. Ooh.
You can find us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. We're everywhere. But
what are you called? What do we look?
Tareen Dermatology.
Okay.
Tareen. T-A-R-E-E-N dermatology.com.
Perfect.
You have a nice podcast. Yeah, voice, wow. By the way.
Oh, hey, thanks.
That was sensual.
Oh, thanks.
You should sue some of our ads or something. Oh my God, it was very sexy. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys for you.
Bye.
Bye. I said thank you guys for coming on. And I meant to say thank you guys for listening. Tareen for coming on.
Tareen for coming on. Okay, we're out of here. Word. Bye. Word.
Oh, oh yay.
That was super fun.
Was that good?
Yes, it was super.
That was a great episode.
You're so easy to speak with.
Oh my God, really?
You are too.
Thank you.
Seriously.
You're so freaking knowledgeable. It's insane.